Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Simcha, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Yehoshua Ben Zion, Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have two subjects we want to discuss on this week's program. The first is the murder of yet another Jew who was 18 years old. He was close to his 19th birthday. He was murdered by Arab terrorists in Israel, and the lessons we can learn from his murder. And we want to discuss how Joe Biden grabs people, including women and young girls, just grabs them forcefully and acts very irrationally on the campaign trail. And what would happen if Donald Trump did 1% of the crazy things that Joe Biden does on the campaign trail? We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss why we think that Biden still is a weak candidate against Trump, that he would be a very weak candidate. But first, let's start off with Israel. Another Jew, Dvir Sorek, Hashem Yikom Damo, may God avenge his blood, was murdered this past week by Arab terrorists in Israel before his 19th birthday. But this murder was unusual in one respect. He was stabbed to death by an Arab terrorist. That's not unusual. Many Jews are stabbed to death by Arabs. What was unusual is the unbelievable amount of attention that the left-wing news media gave to this story. Tremendous attention, saturation coverage. And everybody crying and weeping and mourning over it. Now, of course, this was a horrific tragedy, and we should be very upset every time an innocent Jew is murdered by Arab terrorists. But this particular murder got far more publicity, far more coverage, many times over than the other thousands of Jews who have been murdered over the years. Why did this particular murder get so much publicity in the Israeli media? Because this young Jew, Dvir Sorek, is a Jew who lives in Judea and Samaria. So he's a settler, which the media hates. Media hates the settlers because they want to give all the land to the Arab Nazis that want to destroy Israel. But he's a settler who bought a book by David Grossman. David Grossman, and I guess in English you would say, but in Israel he's David Grossman. David Grossman is a radical left-wing, self-hating Jewish author in Israel who calls upon the Jews to commit national suicide. He's the ultimate example of a Judenrat kapo, low-life Jewish traitor. And this young settler bought his book and wanted to show his book to the other people in the yeshiva. Why he did that, you know, I don't know exactly why he did that. But I don't think that was a good thing. I think it was a terrible thing that he bought the book of this traitor and that he was apparently impressed with the writings of this left-wing traitor. But because he bought this left-wing traitor's book, his murder got 1,000 times more attention than the murders of other Jews over the years. Because he had Grossman's book in his hands when he was stabbed to death by this Arab terrorist. And so the Israeli media played this up and said, look what, wow, he was such a good person. He had David Grossman's book. He's a good person. He's an example of what settlers should be like. In other words, the left-wing news media, the evil left-wing news media, the Erev Rav that rules over Israel, they want to make extreme left views acceptable even to the settlers, even to people on the right. They want to make it so that you buy the books of the left and you accept them and you respect the left and you want to support the left. That's what they're, that's the atmosphere they try to create. The truth is, because of the Erev Rav, thousands of Jews have been murdered. Israel's main problem is not the Arabs or the Muslims or pressure from the United States or Europe or the UN or the world. That's not Israel's problem. That's never been Israel's main problem. That's very much a secondary problem which Israel could easily cope with. Israel's real problem are the self-hating Jewish traitors, the fifth columnists, who control Israel's government, who control the news media, the army, the Supreme Court, all the institutions of the state, the education system, all controlled by the extreme left. And it's a miracle that most Israelis are right-wing, despite the fact that all these institutions are controlled by the left and they non-stop, day and night, work to brainwash the Jews of Israel, work to convince them to commit national suicide. And so this was just the latest example of how they have complete control. The extreme left, through the media, has complete control over the national conversation that Jews have in Israel. They decide when a murder is important or not. They decide how much coverage to give to a murder. If this young Jew who was stabbed to death, instead of holding a book from an extreme left-wing traitor who calls upon the Jews to commit suicide and who supports the enemies of the Jewish people, if instead of holding a book from this extreme left traitor who supports all of Israel's enemies, if instead he was holding a book from a good Jew, his murder would have gotten very little attention in the Israeli news media. So this is the ultimate example of what a nightmare situation we have in Israel. All the means of communication and information are controlled by the enemies of the Jewish people, the enemy from within, which is the most dangerous enemy you could have. That's Israel's real problem. And that's a problem that only Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, our beloved Rabbi Meir Kahana, a blessed memory, he's the only one who would have dealt with this issue and who would really have solved this problem. And he's the only one who gave us the real solution to the problem of Arabs murdering Jews. The problem of Arabs murdering Jews is very simple. The majority of Arabs in every poll that Arabs themselves have taken, the polls the Arabs themselves have taken, the vast majority of Arabs say they want to leave. We should be encouraging them to leave. We should be offering compensation to Arabs to leave. Instead, all the Israeli parties and all the Israeli leaders, Benjamin Netanyahu and Ayelet Shaked and Naftali Bennett and Bezalel Smotrich and Rafi Peretz and Avigdor Lieberman, all the leaders, including the leaders of the phony right, all of them encourage the Arabs to stay, pass huge budgets with billions of dollars in assistance for the Arabs to encourage them to stay, to make them more comfortable in Israel, not to encourage them to leave, which they, according to the polls, they want to leave. So instead of getting them out, getting the enemy out, they encourage them to stay and have more and more babies? Just like with the illegal aliens in Israel. Instead of throwing the illegal aliens out, they want to bring in as many as they can get away with bringing in without the Israeli public getting too angry. This is who is ruling Israel. This is who is running Israel. Rabbi Kahana was the only leader who really told us the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. JTF is the only organization that's telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to the Jews of Israel now. I just cut two more Hebrew videos on this subject that I'm speaking to you about now. We're the only ones bringing the truth to the Jews of Israel. We're the only ones telling it like it is. Even the Jews that claim to be Kahanists and form this party called Otzma, the party called Otzma Yehudit, even they are not offering real solutions, and they are not true Kahanists in any sense of the word. Even they want to be part of the establishment and want to get in and get in with the phony right. They keep saying we have to protect the government of Netanyahu and the government of the right-wing government. We mustn't let the right-wing government fall, because otherwise you'll have a left-wing government. Right-wing government? Netanyahu's government is a right-wing government? The government that freezes all Jewish building in Judea and Samaria? Something that the openly left-wing governments never did? The Likud government? When the Likud is the party that was responsible, that has been responsible for over 90% of the retreats from the land of Israel since the 1967 war, over 90% of those retreats took place under Likud governments, not under the open left governments, under Likud governments. Over 90% of the expulsions of Jews took place under Likud governments, not under the governments of the left. Because the phony right is more dangerous than the left. The phony right can carry out policies that the left can't succeed in carrying out, because if the left tries to do it, everybody gets hysterical. Oh, what are you doing? What are you, crazy? You can't do this. And there's massive opposition if a left-wing government tries to do this. And we've seen this over and over again in Israel's history, that's what happens. The left tries but fails to carry out suicidal policies. I'm not saying they're not bad. They're terrible when they're in power too. But the phony right is worse, because they succeed in carrying out these policies. It was the phony right that gave the entire Sinai to Egypt under Menachem Begin and the Likud. It was the phony right that expelled the Jews in Gush Katif. 10,000 Jews and 40 flourishing Jewish settlements were destroyed by Arik Sharon, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, and the Likud government. And Netanyahu supported it and voted for it. It's the phony right that carries out these policies. And if there is an attempt to create a so-called Palestinian state, the minute we get Arab leaders that are willing to actually accept Israeli suicidal proposals, because right now the only thing saving Israel is, miraculously, we have Arab leaders who are so stupid that they're saying no, as Israeli leaders like Netanyahu propose suicidal concessions. They're saying no. But if we get Arabs who will say yes, the only hope we have for stopping it, the only hope is going to be mass resistance, tens of thousands of Jews resisting with their bodies and saying, we're not going to let you give this land away. And the greatest danger of creating a so-called Palestinian state, and the greatest danger of making the ultimate suicidal concession of going back to the pre-67 borders and creating a so-called Palestine state, even though there are no Palestinians, there is no Palestine, that's the biggest bluff and hoax in history. But the greatest danger that will come true is under a phony right government. Because a phony right government can convince the majority of Israeli Jews that this is a risk we have to take, and trust us, we'll do it, don't worry, you can trust us. If Netanyahu says it, most Israelis will trust him, God forbid. But they will. If Gantz or someone on the open left proposes this, most Israelis would not trust that leader. This is the problem we face, and Israelis don't understand that. And so we had another murder, a terrible murder, even though I'm not happy with the fact that this kid was carrying a book from an extreme left author. I think that was very troubling, and the media has turned that into the most wonderful part of his life. That this is the part of his life we should all admire. That's not the part of his life we should admire. That was terrible. It was terrible. I'm not happy that he was murdered, but that was a terrible thing that he did. And this was a very confused kid if he bought a book from a traitor like that. He should have bought books by Rabbi Kahana. That's the book he should have been carrying. And he should have been carrying something else to prevent that Arab from stabbing him, something that would have sent that Arab on the Allah Express. That's what he should have been doing. But anyway, that lesson you'll never hear in the media. And anyone who proposes anything like that is banned in Israel. I'm not allowed to set foot in Israel. All the Arab terrorists and Arab murderers and Arab Nazis, they can march around, and all the traitors who support the Arab enemies of Israel, outright traitors like David Grossman, who support the Arab enemies of Israel, they're allowed to do anything they want. They have complete control of the country. And don't you see, don't you see what a miracle it is that Israel survives and the Jews survive? They're so crazy. What a crazy people the Jews are. And they survived, the suicidal crazy people, against all, so against the odds. It's so against the odds. And you don't see the miraculous hand of God here? How could you be so blind? But we don't want the Jews to just miraculously survive despite their own stupidity. We want to bring the final redemption. We want redemption for the Jewish people. We want to bring the Mashiach, to bring the Messiah, and to bring Geulah Shlema, final redemption. For that to happen, the Jews are going to have to wake up, and wake up fast. And so, here we were again, JTF, telling a truth to the people of Israel that no one else tells them. It's a familiar scenario for us over the years. But don't despair. Remember, despite how bad things look, and despite the lying from all the politicians and all the leaders, and despite everything that's going on there, despite all of that, remember, Hashem, God, has promised us that in the end, the Jews will wake up somehow. The Jews are going to wake up, and things will change. That will eventually happen. In the meantime, we're not allowed to be silent. We must do everything we can to bring that day of awakening to us as quickly as possible before terrible tragedy can happen. Because it's true, the Jews eventually will be saved, and eventually will wake up, and eventually the Mashiach will come, the Messiah will come, and we'll have Beit HaMikdash, we'll have the Holy Temple, and we'll have the complete destruction of all of Israel's enemies. All those wonderful things are going to happen. That's true. But until we get to that point, terrible tragedies can happen. Many Jews can be murdered, God forbid. Jewish blood can be spilled in huge amounts, God forbid. Terrible tragedies. And many Jews, because of brainwashing and other factors, will not be part of the next world, because they're going to be punished for having chosen evil, for having chosen not to support their own people. All of these tragedies that we're facing, all of these terrible consequences, this is what we're trying to avoid. This is why we're trying to wake people up. Even though we're a lonely voice in the wilderness, yes. But that lonely voice in the wilderness will be proven true, will be proven correct, and what we're saying will be proven true. The second story that we want to speak about is the craziness in the United States. The front runner for the Democrat presidential nomination next year in 2020 is Joe Biden, who I think really has mental problems. I mean, there's something wrong with him. First of all, he's a gaffe machine. He makes so many gaffes. He says so many crazy things over the years, hundreds of crazy things over the years. I don't know how he could be taken seriously as a candidate for president. Now, we know that Donald Trump also makes gaffes and also says crazy things sometimes. But the media takes him to task when that happens, and they go crazy when that happens. But with Joe Biden, they try to cover it up. Just this past week, Joe Biden forcibly grabbed the arm of a young girl, a college student, in Iowa. He was at the Iowa State Fair, I don't know if it's the Iowa State Fair or some political event they have in Iowa that all the candidates go to. And this girl asked him how many genders there are. And he said there are at least three genders. Now, that in and of itself is insane, but nowadays they teach you that there are dozens of genders. It's not just male and female, there are dozens of genders. This is the latest insanity. And so Joe Biden said there are at least three genders. And then he grabbed the arm of this college student, of this girl, forcibly grabbed her arm. Now, I think he should have been arrested for assault. That's assault. No one has a right to forcibly grab the arm of somebody like that, and you can imagine what would have happened. You can imagine what the media would be doing with this if Donald Trump had forcibly grabbed the arm of some female college student because she asked him a question. He has a history, Joe Biden has a history of grabbing women and putting his hands all over them in public, in front of everybody. Now, I know that Donald Trump has also put his hands all over women. Bill Clinton put his hands all over a lot of women. But they didn't do it in public. This guy, Joe Biden, he does it in public. He puts his hands all over women. You could see videos of this, and we're going to show. And if he becomes the Democrat nominee for president next year, we of course, JTF, of course, will repeatedly show videos of him doing this to women. He puts his hands all over them. He's a slob. He's a dirty old man. He's a slob. And if Donald Trump had done these things as a candidate, he would have been arrested for assault. And the media would have made such a big deal over this. It's just, the double standard is unbelievable. Again, just like I was speaking to you about the extreme left media in Israel, how they distort everything that happens in Israel, in the national conversation that takes place among Israeli Jews, the media in America completely distorts what goes on. Completely. Joe Biden is allowed to get away with things that absolutely he should not be allowed to get away with. By the way, this week, just as another example, he made a speech, and in his speech he said that poor kids can perform just as well as white kids. Poor kids can perform just as well as white kids. In other words, to him, all poor kids are non-white, and all white kids are wealthy and successful. He breaks it down into racial categories. If Donald Trump had made a statement like this, that poor kids can perform just as well as white kids, if he had said something so stupid and so ignorant, I guarantee you, the media, you'd nonstop, you'd have the media as they're doing with Donald Trump, they're calling him a racist. By the way, the things they're calling him a racist over are not racist. His denunciation of these anti-Semitic congresswomen who want to destroy Israel and destroy the Jewish people, that's not racist, that's anti-racist, what he's saying. What he's saying is completely justified. Defending Cortez and all these other filthy racist animals who hate Israel and hate the Jewish people, that's racist. Defending them, that's racist. That's anti-Semitism, that's racist. Barack Hussein Obama was a racist and an anti-Semite. We've shown you his picture together with Farrakhan that was hidden from the voters until after he left the White House. The real racists are in the Democrat Party. The real racists who are racists against the Jewish people, who are vicious anti-Semites and who want Israel to be destroyed, they want genocide against the Jews in Israel. They're supporting the Arab terrorists who are openly calling for genocide and Holocaust against the Jewish people. They're supporting Arab despots, Arab terrorists, and an Arab Islamic movement that openly calls for genocide against the Jews of Israel. You can't get more racist than that. They're supporting the new Holocaust. They're protagonists for the new Holocaust, for the new genocide. And if anyone criticizes them, like Donald Trump has appropriately done, Donald Trump then is called a racist by the media, including by the self-hating Jews in the media. Again, these self-hating Jews, these Jewish anti-Semites, are the worst enemies of the Jewish people, whether it's in Israel or in America or anywhere. The number one enemy of the Jewish people are the self-hating Jews, the Jewish politicians, the Jewish reporters, the Jewish organizations, the Jewish establishment organizations, the ADL and AIPAC and all these other organizations that praise all the anti-Semites. And then the ADL says that Donald Trump is a racist because he criticized the anti-Semitism of the Democrats. They are the number one enemy of the Jewish people. And so we're trying to avoid a situation where after the election, you're going to have a new president. Trump, if Trump is defeated, you'd have a new president in the White House, and that new president will start pressuring Israel to commit suicide. God forbid that that will happen with the type of terrible, cowardly, traitorous leaders we have in Israel. We're in a lot of trouble if that happens. Now, you know, you have other candidates running for the Democrat presidential nomination in 2020. Frankly, I'm rooting for Joe Biden. He is such a weak candidate. He makes so many mistakes. He is so confused. His statements are so crazy. I think it would be wonderful if he was the Democrat nominee. I don't think he would defeat Trump. I really don't. I know the polls show him leading by 8 points or 10 points, but I think that lead would disappear. I think it would dissipate because he makes so many mistakes. And so I'm actually rooting for him to get the nomination because I think he'd be the weakest Democrat candidate, or one of the weakest Democrat candidates. But don't underestimate the ability of the Democrats to defeat Trump. Remember, Hillary Clinton, who was a very weak candidate, who was fainting and collapsing on the campaign trail, and who practically didn't campaign. She was a disastrous candidate. And yet, she got 3 million votes more than Trump in the popular vote, and came very close to winning the presidency. It was a very close election in 2016. So, we have a tough fight next year to prevent the anti-Semitic Democrats from getting into the White House. It's going to be a tough fight. And we've got to do everything we can to expose the truth, even though you know that we don't like Donald Trump. I mean, just this past week, again, give you another he keeps giving us reasons why I can't stand Donald Trump. I support him because the Democrats are much worse when it comes to Israel and Jewish issues. That's the way it seems right now. So you know that we make our choices in JTF based on what's good for Israel. And I believe that the Democrats are worse than Trump on Israel. But he does things that make me loathe him. For example, this past week, he said that the North Korean dictator, Kim, wrote him a beautiful letter. He got a beautiful letter from Kim. He's continuing to suck up to this North Korean Hitler who murdered 2 million of his own people and who's spreading nuclear technology all over the Muslim world. I mean, he is such an immoral piece of garbage. And yet, for the good of Israel, he's definitely a lesser of the evils right now, and so we have to support him. That's the world we live in. You have to pick a lesser of the evils, even though, as is well known, a lesser of the evils is still evil. Do you want the Jews of Israel to get the truth? Do you want to prevent more murders of Jews and not allow these Jewish politicians in Israel to get away with what they're doing to the Jews? They're lying to the Jewish people. No one is telling the truth. Do you want someone to tell the truth to the Jews of Israel? Do you want the truth to be given to the Jews so that there'll be hope, at least, for change in the future? JTF is the organization that's doing that in Israel. And do you want a Jewish organization that will finally stand up and tell the truth about this presidential election and what's going on here? Not a bunch of stupid blind Trumpsters who support Trump despite the fact that he is immoral and terrible and just a terrible president and a terrible human being. But with JTF, you get an organization that recognizes the terrible problems with Trump. But we are what every Jew and every Jewish organization should be. We make our decisions based on what is good for Israel. And when it comes to Israel, the Democrats are much worse than Trump. And that's something we have to tell the people of this country in next year's election. That's a message that has to be sent out there. The Democrats are anti-Semites. any Jew who votes for them is a self-hating Jew. That's a message that has to get out there. And only JTF will deliver that message. Again, remember, the prophets in the Bible and God promise us that in the end, the good guys are going to win. But also in the end of days, we're told, there's going to be complete evil and no one is going to tell the truth and there's going to be no righteousness. All of this was predicted. All of this was foretold. But when that happens, there has to be at least some voice of truth that speaks out and that brings the facts to the people so that at least we plant the seeds that eventually will bring forward a national awakening when the time comes. Hopefully that time will come quickly. If you agree and you want to see our message reach as many people as possible in Israel and in the United States, then join with us. Let's work together. If we work together as a team, we can make this a better world. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.